If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Joining us on the line right now is Matthew Elliott, who is going to give us some information about the breakup of Brexit. The breakup of the EU as the UK leaves, and it's called the Brexit. Good morning to you, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. So 9 months ago, the vote was taken. The process begins in earnest this week. Tell us exactly what will happen in the days ahead. And I guess this is really just the beginning of what could be a 2-year or longer process.
It'll be a 2-year process, yes. So today is the day when Prime Minister Theresa May is formally triggering what's called Article 50. Now, Article 50 is the exit clause of the Lisbon Treaty. So she is giving notice that Britain wants to leave, and the maximum time for these negotiations is 2 years. So all the member states of the European Union have 2 years to decide what the relationship between the EU and the UK should be going forward.
All right. So as Neil Sedaka said, breaking up is hard to do. This will not be an easy thing. There are so many apparently elements to this now, aren't there?
It will be a tough negotiation, but I'm pretty confident that actually there is a deal to be had. And the fact is that we already have free trade between Britain and the rest of the EU through the single market. And the single market has meant that we've had to have the same regulations in the UK as they have in the rest of the EU. So all of the problems you traditionally have with a trade negotiation aren't there in this instance. So I'm hoping that basically we'll see sense and see there's actually a win-win situation for both sides to do a good and speedy deal.
Now, I've heard talk about Scotland taking a vote to become independent. Does that affect Brexit at all?
Well, Nicola Sturgeon, who of course is the First Minister of Scotland, has been trying to use this opportunity to try and force a second Scottish independence referendum. But the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been fairly clear that she doesn't want that to happen before Brexit occurs. But she feels the Scottish people should have the choice between the Brexit option and independence. So it shouldn't happen in the next 2 years. So I can't see Scottish independence happening for the foreseeable future.
Gotcha. Okay, so that won't affect it.
All right, so help me understand. And we in America, we're watching this and we're trying to figure out exactly what it means for us. Do you have any sense of what the exit of the UK from the EU will mean to American relationships?
Well, I hope it will actually strengthen the US-UK relationship. Now, I was very pleased that Donald Trump seems very open to the idea of having a new US-UK trade deal. And I don't know if you know, but the UK investors are the biggest investors in the US, and vice versa. US investors are the biggest investors in the UK. So we already have a very close economic relationship.
Right.
And I hope that can be strengthened through a new UK-US trade deal. Now, Donald Trump's visit to the UK is set for the beginning of October of this year, and I'm sure that'll be high up the agenda of his talks with the government.
And what does it mean to what remains then of the EU? I mean, you guys were a big part of the EU for a while. Now you're not going to be. Does that mean that this will be the beginning of the end for the EU? Will it continue to come apart?
Mm-hmm. I hope not. I hope that actually it could be strengthened because, in a sense, the UK was always the awkward partner. We were the member state who didn't want to integrate so quickly. We're, of course, not part of the Eurozone. We don't have the Euro as our currency. So in some ways, we were holding back the rest of the EU. So I actually think that by Britain leaving, they may actually be able to strengthen their position and bring in some of the measures they actually need to make the Eurozone work. So, as I say, there's a win-win on the table here, providing both sides realise that the UK isn't leaving the European continent, we're leaving the European Union. And, of course, on many issues like security and the environment and trade, we'll continue to need to cooperate.
If this is so wonderful and this is so great and it's a win-win, why was it such a fight, though? And I know people, I have very good friends in England, and they were not happy about this.
I think it was a very passionate issue for many people because it amounted to more than just the European issue and our membership of the EU. I think some people felt that by voting leave, the country was voting in some ways to become a smaller country, to pull up the drawbridge and become more isolationist. And I think what the government's done very well in the last 9 months is make it clear that we still want to be an open country. We still want to trade right across the world. We still want to have migration. We still want to have the best, most highly skilled migrants, not just from the EU, but also from right across the world coming to live and work in the UK. And now the government's made it clear that it is an internationalist vision for Britain's future outside the EU. I think a lot of people are a lot happier about the outcome. And in fact, there's a poll last week which said that 68% of people are now happy with the outcome of the referendum and want the government to get on with it.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, I'm reading here that it says that it may not all be tied up in a nice, neat bow in 2 years, and that means that at the end of it all, maybe not all of the deals are cut, and it's still sort of in question mark about what the relationship will be between the UK and some of the countries. And also, this could be revoked, couldn't it? You could go back.
I can't see it being revoked. I really can't see that happening. Like I say, two-thirds of the public in the UK are now happy with the decision we've made, so I think it would go against public opinion.
Right.
And as for the extension of going beyond 2 years, yes, there are provisions for the talks to continue, and yes, there may be some form of transitional deal at the end to help sort of ease the way from us being part of the EU to being an independent country. But I actually think it will happen within 2 years. And also, EU negotiators have made it clear that they want the deal done within 18 months in time for the next set of European elections.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.